It's Crop Watch, brought to you by Ag Country Farm Credit Services, Crary Industries, and by BASF, your partner for better dry bean solutions. And our first stop on Crop Watch, we are in the Stephen, Minnesota area, visiting with Brent Halfman. And Brent, looks like you sound like you got things wrapped up as far as planting goes.
Yeah, we had some good windows to get things done. When we got a chance to roll, we went hard and tried to slam everything in as quick as we could.
Did you end up making any kind of acreage changes at all?
We tried to stick to the plan mostly. We ended up putting some things where we hadn't planned, but we got some corn in, which we wanted to really get in. We ended up going on old beet ground with it. And other than that, we kind of stuck with the game plan from there. So,
starting to get some emergence then?
Yeah, the crop that's coming up looks nice. The wheat is mostly up now. Soybeans are just starting to poke through. Sugar beets are starting to get a nice stand established, and we just got done with the dry beans, so I'm sure it'll be a week or 10 days there before we see those.
Yeah. Weed control becoming an issue or not yet?
You know, I assume we'll spray the beets here either end of the week or first part of next. The broadleafs, there's not a lot of pressure there yet. If we see some rain here over the weekend, I think after that we'll definitely see some pressure then.
Sure. I tell you what, driving up here, it looked like you could sure tell the fields that had tile drainage on them and those that didn't.
Yeah, tile's huge, especially in a year like this. Anything you can do to get rid of that excess moisture is key. And the tile has definitely shined this year.
And our next stop on Crop Watch in the Carlstead area, loosely Carlstead area, visiting with Kurt Ockery. And Kurt, you're trying to work some ground ahead of the planter here yet. How are things working?
Well, we're down to about 200 acres of soybeans left to plant, and the ground is wet. We've been searching for dry ground all spring, and the ground is moist, but working it here today, and it should be ready in another day or two.
It does take a couple of days of good drying weather then.
Yeah, we can get the surface to dry up, but it's really saturated underneath, so you got to get things opened up. We've been fortunate. We have a couple neighbors we're helping plant right now, and that gives us time to let this ground sit.
Yeah, exactly. Now, when you come in there with a planter, yeah, you be careful in with how deep you have to go then too, right?
Well, there's plenty of moisture, so we like to keep it shallow. On the beans, we're going inch and a quarter, something like that. They'll pop up pretty quick at this point, I think. But otherwise, you know, we didn't go so deep on most anything this spring just because of the moisture.
Yep. Wheat and corn okay?
They're coming along. We haven't had many hot days. I think one here today I'm in a t-shirt, but there's only been about half a dozen days in t-shirt weather. So they just need some heat units.
Yep, that makes sense, I guess. It's just been cold.
It has been, and thinking here it's in June, not in May, not early May, but we're in early June, and so it's just been kind of a unique, strange spring.
Yeah. I was going to say, the conditions are perfect if it was mid-May.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's so widespread, this area of wet ground. You know, from the road, fields look really, why aren't they out there? But you get out in the fields and there are lots of wet spots.
Yeah. What are you basically just using a light field cultivator, drags, Salfords? What are you using?
Yeah, for us, cultivator, even we've gone to some small cultivators just to open up some fields, but otherwise an S-tine just to kind of break things open.
Yeah. And our next stop on Crop Watch at Badger, Minnesota, visiting with Jim Rindy from CHS Ag Services. And Jim, kind of a beehive here at the CHS Ag Services. Fertilizer trucks going out, seed going out. What are guys doing?
Well, right now there's a lot of uncertainties. A lot of wheat acres are coming to a stop, switching to soybeans. It's been a difficult spring.
Yeah, you said a big area here, too, that still has flood water on it yet.
Yes, we have the Rosal River, which is over the banks, which probably takes in about 4 miles between the east side or the south side and the north side. So, no, that's not going to go down. I don't believe, like we're talking, I don't think the lake is even crested yet.
Yeah, so we're expecting quite a few plant acres up in this area.
Yes, more than we anticipated.
Other crops, did guys get anything in?
Canola, there was some canola that got in. Some corn acres are going to be reduced quite a bit. sunflowers, you know, planted some sunflowers. And then, of course, we can be very thankful that we have ryegrass. You know, ryegrass is a big player in our area.
Yep. And our last stop on Crop Watch, we're at Strathcona, Minnesota, visiting with Jim Kukowski. Jim, it looks like you're finally getting started or able to go here.
Yeah, we started about 2 weeks ago, and it was almost fit. But we went anyways, and then we figured we'd start on Saturday night or Sunday morning. But the guy that helps me when I got issues, I was going to call him up and just to help me get everything set up. But he had graduation, so I said, okay, we'll start Sunday morning. Needless to say, Saturday evening it started raining. So we worked 600 acres, hoping to get in. Well, then last weekend, Memorial Day weekend, I suppose it was. We got 3 inches, over 3 inches of rain here, 2 inches of rain at the other place, and it looks wetter over there, I don't know, for some reason. But guys are going, they're mudding it in, and I with this seed production, I can't mud it. I mean, I won't mud it in. Yeah. It's too expensive at $25 a bushel, plus the seed treat and stuff. So, but yeah, it's been a tough spring, I tell you. It's harder on me. I cut way back. I went from 3,000 to about 1,000, and it's harder on me this year just because I got all that fertilizer down. You know, it's just bugging the heck out of me. And yep. It's just the way it is.
How long are you going to put? You're going to keep planting until you get
it
in?
I want to finish this field just because we got all the fertilizer down. If it goes good, we should be done with this field tomorrow. Which I haven't raised sunflowers for a year. If it doesn't rain, we're going to put some sunflowers in on the other field.
And that's Crop Watch, brought to you by Crary Industries, Ag Country Farm Credit Services, and by BASF, your season-long pressure relief portfolio for growing dry beans.